Ocean Choice International, the company behind a huge industrial development proposed for the Long Pond area, has submitted its land use impact assessment report to the town of CBS. VOCN's Linda Swain speaks with CEO Blaine Sullivan.
Back in July, we had approval, conditional on other regulatory approvals, as well as this land use impact assessment report. So it's taken quite a while to assemble the information, and we've engaged quite a few professionals, and really we've been going about answering questions, I guess, since the summer, and I guess this is the culmination of it, this report. And we're pretty pleased to see that, you know, there's negligible impact as a result of this development.
There are some concerns being raised by area residents about the fact that there will not be an environmental assessment on the site. That's conducted, of course, by the provincial government. What does the land assessment report include? And does that take care, I guess, of some of the concerns that would be raised in an environmental assessment type of process?
Well, the environmental assessment people are referring to is a provincial government environmental assessment. When we applied, we weren't required to do a full assessment, but there is quite a few other regulatory agencies, such as the, you know, DFO Habitat, etc. Plus, this land use is probably, you know, more all the work we've done in combined would be certainly more onerous and more extensive than completing an environmental assessment, in our opinion.
So, what happens now?
Well, I guess in town's court now, they have given us approval back in the summer, subject to us presenting this study. And 2 weeks ago, they gave us their final questions, and we believe we've answered all the questions. So I guess there will be a further consultation around this piece, and then they have to be, I guess that'll in due time lead to a decision on the project.
What's involved in this particular development?
Well, we're really building a wharf to accommodate a landing site for our vessel, and the uplands portion, we're infilling the shallow part of the harbour and building a building, cold storage and handling facility for our products, you know, frozen products. There, you know, we had, initially had talked about 2.5 hectares and then 1.7, but it's in that range. I know there's some people putting out false information about that shows the entire site infill, but, you know, that hasn't never been in our plans. You know, what we plan to do is certainly out there publicly. We do own the larger water lot, and I guess if we were to develop that in the future, that'd be a whole new proposal, and, you know, we'd have to go through another process. And we believe this development will, you know, we'll be able to conduct our business there. And, you know, we don't know what the future brings, but certainly we're focused on getting this built. It's quite a big investment as it is. We're looking at developing a wharf and, you know, over 4 acres. And, you know, we'll be, you know, landing 5 vessels there and probably 30 to 40 people employed and all the spin-neck activities around servicing the vessels and things like that. So, you know, that's, what we've proposed is what we believe we need to run that business.
What's prompted this development? What are you hoping to do here in terms of expanding your own business?
As you know, this is an industrial harbour. The Long Pond Harbour Authority have twice called for proposals. And it's around the closing of the second one that we had sent them a letter and asked to have a discussion with them. It was back in 2017. So, and, you know, we spent some time acquiring the water lot lease, and we've been since going through the regulatory process to develop it. And really what we want to do there is to land all of our vessels there and be able to handle our product efficiently and sort it and ship to market from there.
It's VOCM's Linda Swain speaking with Ocean Choice International CEO Blaine Sullivan about that huge industrial development proposed for the Long Pond area.